like $1.49, like soda, like a 2 liter soda from $1.49, it'll go up like $3 with tax. Seriously?
Seriously. That's a Philadelphia resident venting her frustration about the city's new first-in-the-nation soda tax. After months of debate, this week Philadelphia passed a tax on sweetened drinks, 1.5 cents per ounce. Public health leaders view it as a win in the fight against obesity and diabetes, but the new tax also applies to artificially sweetened diet sodas. So what does that mean? WHYY's Alana Gordon reports.
Drinking a lot of regular sugary soda has been linked to all sorts of health problems. But what about diet soda?
Look, I drink a lot of Coke Zero. I like it.
Barry Popkin is a nutrition expert at the University of North Carolina. He says, of course, drinking water is best, then coffee and tea, and then there's diet soda.
And until we can find a negative health effect, I do consume it.
But other health researchers, including Marlene Schwartz, are not so quick to drink the diet. Schwartz directs the Red Center for Food Policy.
The science on diet beverages is not as clear. That's been the problem.
Schwartz says maybe Coke Zero won't lead to diabetes, but she wonders if it could have other risks.
I think people have concerns about artificial sweeteners.
Schwartz says the many sugar substitutes out there make it harder to draw one conclusion. Either way, Philadelphia's tax on both diet and regular soda is also clouding the health community's predictions on overall health benefits. Popkins, the Coke Zero carrying researcher, thinks the tax will reduce diabetes rates in the coming years. But he worries taxing diet soda could lessen the impact because there's no incentive to switch from regular soda to diet.
I think it will dampen the effect of a sugar-sweetened beverage tax in terms of reducing sugary beverage consumption. That's my fear.
But then there's Dr. Tom Farley, Philadelphia's health commissioner. He has a different take.
I would expect that this tax will reduce the number of people, compared to the original tax, will reduce the number of people who switch from sugary drinks to diet drinks. But it might increase the number of people who would switch from sugary drinks to water, because that's a switch that'll lower their cost. And water is what we want people to drink. So overall, that's still a good thing.
He and others say they'll be looking to see what actually happens over time. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.